This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's jump into it. Paul Gazelka on this show a number of times when he was a member of the Senate, including the majority leader from 2017 to 2021. He also ran to be the governor, pursuing the nomination with the Republican Party, which eventually went to Scott Jensen. Paul and I sometimes respond to each other on Twitter, and Paul is still very vocal and still is a strong supporter of the Republican Party, so thought it'd be a good time to reach out to him. Paul is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline, like all of our guests. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the time. So Donald Trump and J.D. Vance in town, they draw a huge crowd, as Donald Trump does. But we're having the conversation again in this state. Will this state actually turn red for a presidential candidate? We all know it has not happened since 1972. We all know the change where Joe Biden is out, Kamala Harris is in. There is a new polling data, and this was a huge issue for Joe Biden, on Democrats and enthusiasm. And it's a honeymoon period for Harris. Who knows if this is going to last? But the enthusiasm among Democrats for Joe Biden was at 62%. For Kamala Harris, it's 88%. And we know it's high for Donald Trump. You can love him, you can hate him, but Republicans are absolutely behind him. So knowing that Democrats have won this state for, 50-some years, why do you think this is going to be different for Donald Trump in the state this year?
You know, I think it's an outside shot. When it was Biden, I would have said, I think Trump's going to win it with Harris. You know, you did say it's the honeymoon phase, when they find out that she wanted to defund the police or some of the things that she's done or lack of doing on the border. It might be a factor, but this is a tough state for Republicans. Really, the only ones that have been winning lately was the Senate Republicans, and that is not even the case anymore. So we'll see. But I think the fact that he decided to do a large rally here means that it's at least in play. You know, there are other places they won't even bother to go. Minnesota, they showed up and had a big crowd.
Tim Pawlenty, who you know well, is a frequent guest on this show. And Tim Pawlenty, the former governor, is the last Republican to win a statewide race. Clearly, members of the Senate and House have won their districts before. But Tim Pawlenty often, Paul, says that Republicans in this state can't keep doing the same thing, that they need to change the brand. They need to change their approach. Do you think the governor is right? And if so, what adjustments should Republicans make in this state?
Well, I think he's 100% right. And we get together a few times a year and talk shop and talk what used to be. When I ran for governor, it was speaking to what I thought where people wanted to govern, which was to the right of middle. But we have a system right now that rewards extremes on both sides, far right and far left, and that's the caucus system. You have, I think, 7 or 8 states that still do that. And in the end, I don't think you get the right candidates. And so for both parties, I think that would be the best direction to go, is get rid of the caucus system. But as far as Republicans, you can see, if you read at all, Trump's GOP platform, he's the one that endorsed it. They have modified some of their positions, and he typically does what he said he's going to do.
On the platform, I agree with you. And I thought in Milwaukee, until his speech, the Republicans were having a very good convention. I really did. And if he would have stayed on the prompter, I think it would have been a success. He talked heartfelt, genuinely, about someone trying to murder right? And I also still think it's absolutely stunning the lack of information we have on that. Way more information should be out by now. But as you know, even though you're going to vote for him, he goes off the prompter, and he keeps going back to the election was stolen, and a lot of things, Paul, that appeal to his base, but he has that base. And I'm not expecting Donald Trump at 78 to completely change, but how confident are you that Donald Trump, in trying to appeal to some of those folks, are going to say, you know, Harris is too far left for me? How confident are you that Trump can be consistent and appeal to the moderates? Because I'm skeptical it's going to happen.
You know, I think they have to look back at his last 4 years and that he was president, and what did he do? And I think if it comes down to policies rather than personality, I think he wins. I'm not so sure he wins in Minnesota, but there's only 6 to 8 states that it's really going to matter. And the border is a mess. Anybody that doesn't think it's a mess, I think, is just trying to look the other way. And it will depend on what the issues are, but you know, you're correct. He's 78. Plenty of people have given him advice about doing things a little different, and he is who he is. He is a forceful leader, and in a crisis, you know, I think that would really, really matter. The thing that really stood out to me, and when I actually started engaging at a stronger level, was the attempted assassination. I mean, when he rose up again, defiant against those that would try to take him out, it inspired me. Honestly, that's what I want in a leader. In the midst of the biggest fear of your life, how are you going to behave? How are you going to act? And so we'll see. I mean, it's a crazy election period, that's for sure.
Okay, let's talk about Donald Trump and the state of Minnesota and what happened in 2020. Let me give you my thoughts, and you tell me if you agree or not. George Floyd is killed by Derek Chauvin, eventually found guilty of murder. In the first few days, Jacob Fry and Tim Walz were in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nept. They weren't visible enough. There was not the support, and Jacob Fry, the mayor of Minneapolis, made a very foolish decision trying to pull officers away from the precinct, and just a horrifying event when the precinct was burned down. On Wednesday, Jacob Fry reaches out to Tim Walz, Madaria Iredondo reaches out to John Harrington, basically saying, we need the guard. We're getting overwhelmed. And Tim Walz did not respond and did not have the guard for multiple days. And his comeback was, you can't just take 19 and 20-year-olds and put them there without training. I disagree. I've made this point very clear. I thought Fry and Walz were late day after day. I give Fry actually more credit for saying on Wednesday, we can't do it. And I think Walz was derelict. However, when Donald Trump, who was tweeting about it, who was reacting to it, and you talked to him, when Donald Trump takes credit for sending the National Guard, that isn't correct. That, yes, I believe Tim Walz should have sent the Guard 2 days earlier, but then the governor has that final say. So Trump can say, I pushed him, he should have done it sooner, but he can't say he's the reason why he had the final sign-off to send the National Guard when Minneapolis was melting down right in front of our eyes.
Yeah, I mean, it was honestly one of the most terrible times for Minnesota, and Governor Walz froze. I mean, for Mayor Fry, he was a deer in the headlights. I mean, he just wasn't ready for it, but Walz was the commander in chief. And you know, just a couple of backgrounds on that. On the night, Thursday night, that was like 3 days, 4 days after the death of George Floyd, all of the folks were staging in the basement of the Capitol, and I went down there and just thanked them all because I thought we were literally going to take the streets back then. And I found out later the walls never went down there. And it's like, you know, you're the leader in a crisis, and you have to respond. And you said a 19-year-old, you said 19-year-old cooks calling the National Guard. I mean, it was just like, what are you doing? And then he blamed Mayor Fry, and really all of it rests on Tim Walz. And that's, so as far as the president, you know, he pressured him. I believe that. I pressured Walz. I was, Thursday, Friday, I was very, very upset. I went on Care 11 TV on Friday, and, you know, but it was a fiasco. Trump trying to stay in the Federal National Guard, I don't know what his ability is or responsibility on that level. I do know that Walz froze.
I think he was too late. I agree. I think Chris was just, I just think people have to be honest and say that Donald Trump did not send it in. Okay. Again, reminding folks that Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka is with us, the former Majority Leader. Okay, listen, there are a lot of people who are in the know who say that Tim Walz is receiving serious consideration to be Kamala Harris's vice presidential nominee, and they want that to happen. You don't agree with that, okay? And you want Donald Trump to win. So let's exclude Minnesota because Walz on the ballot probably does help. I mean, he's won his two elections here decisively. Now people get to react to Tim Walz after what they did with the trifecta and spending almost all the money. So that, I think, to independents is at minimum slightly a negative. I thought it was spending way too much of the money myself. But if Kamala Harris picks Tim Walz as the VP, do you think that helps her at all or notably across the country in those swing states that you mentioned earlier?
I think that Walz can help Harris. They're both passionate liberals, but he is good at communicating what he believes and spinning the direction he thinks it should go. And you know, I don't want them to win. But let's just be, you know, very, very upfront about that. But he does know how to communicate, and that's a positive thing. So, you know, it's a Midwest person. She's, you know, San Francisco liberal. Does he draw some of the Midwest? Maybe. I think he's down to the top three. I would have said I thought it would be the guy from Arizona, the senator, but with his most recent thing about working with the Chinese to get high-altitude balloons, I mean, you can tie that into the story of the Chinese balloons going over America, and that might tip him out, and that may mean that Walz is in. So, you know, we're going to see. I mean, I'll have a lot more to say. Yeah, if he is picked as the VP candidate, because I just think people should know some of his weaknesses as well.
Last thing, if you would have had your choice among the Republicans, and Donald Trump was the nominee in 16, he was the nominee in 20. Again, personally, I don't think there's any doubt. I think the evidence is overwhelming that while he's very disappointed by it, he has a right to be, he lost the election. I mean, the courts have said that. Would you have rather had another nominee than Donald Trump for your party and just started moving forward?
You know, the first time around, I did not support President Trump. And when I rode in the car with him, I even told him that. And, you know, this time around, I would have picked somebody else, younger. But at the same time, I acknowledge that he is a formidable force. And in the world today with China and Russia wanting more and more power, I want somebody that's a formidable force. I want them to know that we mean business. And so as much as he was not my candidate, I am all in. And it really solidified for me after the assassination attempt. It was like, I've had enough of this. And, you know, we should be defending every president and every former president. So I'm not, you know, I want Biden protected as well. But when that happened to Trump and how he responded immediately after was very, very inspirational.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the time. We'll reach out again.
And by the way, Marshall Tucker Band was my favorite concert.
Okay. Marshall, where was it at?
Somewhere in the Twin Cities. I was probably only like 20 years old. I think it was Marshall Tucker Band and Black Sabbath or something.
Nice.
That's when my hearing aids, that's when I started my future hearing aid problem.
Yes. I know that feeling, sir. I'm headed that way. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
Take care.
The former Senate Majority Leader, Paul Gazelka, somebody's saying this is a partisan guess. No kidding.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.